is Tshuva, Shir number 21. The Rambam in Pirik Dalet, Halacha Gimel, tells us from this 24 Averas that block us from doing Tshuva, there was a group of Averas Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, we know that the way doing Tshuva Bein Adam L'Chaveroi is not only asking forgiveness, mechile from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he needs to be Achi Yefayes Es Chaveroi, Achi Yeratz Es Chaveroi, to go and to ask for forgiveness from the friend, from the one that we was choyte, we sinned against him. Now, the Rambam says there is five kinds of aveiros from Bein Adam L'Chaveroi that it's very, very hard to do tshuva on. Because if, we made a mistake and did a aveira Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, someone, we know who is this person, we know him, he's a neighbor, he's a friend, he's someone from the family, so we know also from who to ask for forgiveness. We know to come to him and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, bring a fayas, bring a present, say a good word, and it will be okay, it will be moichalos. And there is also halachas, how we do this bakoshas mechile, how you ask for forgiveness and what's the right way and how much times you need to ask, and we'll speak about it be'ezer Hashem and next year, okay? But the Rambam says there was five kinds of aveiros Bein Adam L'Chaveroi that's very hard to go back. Why? Says the Rambam, because Eino Yodea Chaveroi Shechotoloi, he doesn't know who is the one that he did the aveira to, Shkedei Sheyachzer Lo, he should give back the money that he took from him, or Yishal Mimenu Limchaloi, or to ask him, he should forgive him. Ve'eilu Hein, he says, Amekal L'Sarabi. If someone says a klale, a curse, against an old group of people, all the people that live in that neighborhood. Now, he doesn't know who lives over there, everyone. Loikilel Adam Yodua, it's not that he cursed someone that he could go to him, Kdei Sheyish Al Mimenu Kapora, to go to ask from him Kapora. He doesn't know who is the one that, he said all the people that live in that neighborhood. Yeah, all this group, the whole group of people together. The minute he spoke about a group of people, Lashonore, no way to ask mechila. That's why it's a avere, a me'akit, it's a tshuva, it disturbs from making tshuva. Because to do tshuva Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, you need to be mefayes as chaveroi. You need to go to ask from him, from forgiveness, the one that you did against him. And over there, there's no way to know who is that person. And says the Rambam also, a second one, Ve'achoy lekim ganov, someone that comes a thief, and he wants to sell me something that he stole. And I'm buying it from him. And I don't know. I don't know from who did he steal it. He stole from someone. Yeah, that's what he does. And I need to give back. And I don't know to who. If I was doing it myself, I would know to who to give back. But because I was choylek in aganav, I took it, I shared it with a thief, then I don't know how to do tshuva, I don't know who to do tshuva. Ve'oid, another problem, she'u machzik yad aganav machtioi, you machti the ganav. If you would say, no, I don't want to buy it from you, I don't believe in something that comes in a not right way, not Yashar, I want to go with Yashras. I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me my parnasa and I'm ready to pay more and not buy from you for cheap, because I believe what comes in a right, straight way of going b'derech Yashar as a bracha. I want that blessing from going straight without going with the gnevas. Okay? And when you come and say it, you would maybe help this ganav, this thief, he should change his ways. And when you come and you bought it from him, he felt very good with what he's doing. Even he bought for me, she bought for me. Yeah, that's everyone wants it. Everyone is the same. They would also do it. They're not so talented like me to do this stealing, so that's why they're only buying for me. That's what he feels. So you're machti es chaveroi, that's from the first group, like we learned. And another one, says the Rambam, someone that finds a moitzei aveda, and instead of doing a shavas aveda and giving it back to the one that lost it, einei machriz aleha, and he takes it for himself. Now, later on, he wants to do tshuva. He doesn't know to give back the aveda. He can't do it, the sashav aveda. The one that lost it, when he went to someplace else, go no. You never could know. Another one, says the Rambam, O'oichel shoyr anim ve'yesoyim ve'almonas. Someone that eats an ox. Yeah, he ate meat. Took from someone poor that maybe sold it very cheap because he has no choice. And instead of helping him, you pushed him down on the price. Used, you do your own effort and his money and his bad situation, the Raivet fixes that Oichel Shoydanim Vevyonim, stealing from Ani. Because even if you know the, his name from this poor man, you know the name of this awful, yeah, of this Yosin Ve'almana, a widow, but this Bnei Adam Umlalimein, the poor people, the Einon Yaduim Mefusamim, they're not a famous name, and they go around from a place to place very easy. Go look for him after it. You don't know where he's going to live. Ain't no Makir that should know who to it belong, to where they're living now. It's very odd. And that's why this Aveira of taking, stealing, pushing down, Bimetzael, Yosem, Almana, and Ani, to go against this poor people, that's a Aveira that disturbs from making tshuva. And the fifth thing, says the Rambam, a Dayan that takes Shoichad, a Dayan that takes Shoichad, he never could know what was supposed to be the real aloche and what did he change. How much is his gneve? How much is the part that he didn't do like it's supposed to be? And then he's also machzik avere. He's helping someone else to do avere. And that's why all these five things, this whole group, is disturbing for making tshuva. It's very odd. It's like practical odd to do tshuva. And that this is a group, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save us from the avere.